CATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Hello, Bride. WATV.TV is proud to announce our very first show coming up November 7th at 7 p.m. It's called Toss, the Original State Show. It's a show about weight loss. It's bringing to the conversation to the table that the bride has an epidemic of being overweight. We are not ready for the harvest. We need to get our bodies under self-control and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to bring in the harvest. Amen. This show will have a panel of three women ministers, Dr. June Knight from We Are the Bride Ministries, Chaplain Yolanda Walker from Trifold Ministries, and Prophetess Teresa Nichols from Three Sheep Ministries. These panels will feature guest ministers to talk about the various topics of what we're facing as the bride, especially ministers. This show is geared towards ministry leaders and how we need to get in shape for the harvest. So this show will feature preaching, prayer, and professional interviews from doctors, personal trainers, and therapists about weight loss for the Bride of Christ. We need to get our temple in order because the King is coming. Get in shape for the harvest and get our bodies under self-control and discipline. Amen, Bride. Listen, we can do this. We can do this. So get ready, Army. The harvest is coming. Amen. Before time began, our omnipotent and powerful God wrote our destiny book. He wrote our story to reveal to mankind another aspect of His glory. In this book, He means for our bodies to be in its original state. The enemy's plan is to cause the bride to distort the temple and cause us to be less efficient in the kingdom. Toss, the Original State Show, challenges the bride to take our temples back, gain self-control, and be all that God wrote in your book. Give God the pen and live your original state. The Toss Show will premiere on WATV.TV on Monday, November 7th at 7 p.m. Tune in once again on WATV.TV. Hello, Bride. Good evening on this Friday night, the first Friday after the elections. You know what? God is still good. God is still on the throne. Our natural circumstances do not take away from the kingdom of God. We are in the kingdom of God, advancing forward. We are marching forward, not looking to the right or the left, but looking to Him who our hope comes from. Amen. This is your host tonight, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, which is an hour south of Nashville. I am so excited that you are with us tonight, and we are here tonight with Miss Jerry Lynn Murphy. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing, June?
Doing good. Now tell us, what city and state are you in?
I live in Weatherford, Texas.
In Texas. All right. How's the weather down there? Y'all feel hot and humid?
It's been hot and humid. We're a little rainy today.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Miss Jerry Lynn. You have such an amazing story. Bride, let me tell you, put your boots on. You are about ready to hear an amazing, incredible story from Miss Jerry Lynn. Please take us back in time and tell us, what did God do in your life to take you from your past all the way to now, to where you're on the radio across the earth?
Well, I tell you, I have found in June in my life that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, come on.
Yes, I have found that God is more than faithful. I have found that he desires to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we ask or even think, according to the power of God that worketh within us. I grew up in a small town in Illinois called Carlinville. And my parents were J.T. and Shirley Weatherford, which is the hometown of, I live in Weatherford, Texas, which is my maiden name. But my parents owned a nursing home for 45 years, and they were wonderful, wonderful people. I was the youngest of three girls, and I always struggled with acceptance and felt very rejected and had a hard time feeling love. And I struggled all the way through school. I never could concentrate. I probably had dyslexia and just had a lot of stuff against me. But I found myself at 17 years old getting married, and I had a little girl named Kendra. And I found myself graduating from high school, all of that in 1 year. But when I was 22 years old, June, the Lord came to visit me, and he filled me with his Holy Spirit. And from that time on, God began to heal me, restore me, make me strong, and call me into the ministry to reach other people who felt rejected and didn't know where they fit or where they belonged, didn't know where they came from at many times. And I'm so thankful that God opened my eyes up that I could see, and he turned my pain to purpose, beauty for ashes. And no matter what we go through and what we face, I have found that God is the El Shaddai, the God who is truly, truly more than enough. And I'm so very thankful for that.
Right.
But I noticed a change in my daughter when she entered first grade. She became very stressful and full of anxiety and always worrying that somebody would think that she was a bad little girl. And so she struggled with that for many, many years, had terrible, terrible, horrible nightmares. And I would ask her and lay in bed with her and cry and say, Kendra, what is wrong? Can you tell Mama what is wrong? And she never would tell me what was going on in her life. And so at 32 years old, when I was 32, we moved to Texas. And Kendra began to be anorexic. And she struggled with that for 15 long years, battling life and death, truthfully. And so we went into the ministry, and God blessed my ministry. We pastored for 11 years, but I also had a juvenile prison ministry. And it was a blessing. I saw God just save thousands of kids and traveled all over the state of Texas. And it was just a very special, special time in my life. And never, never thought for one moment I would ever give that ministry up. I saw kids change that were gang leaders, that were involved with strong drugs, that were just very troubled kids. God gave me such a love for them and an anointing to reach them.
So yeah.
In 1996, I began to travel and go international, and I had the blessing and the honor to go to Honduras and fall in love with those people. Oh, my goodness. And I saw the Holy Spirit outpouring everywhere I went. And back in the late
90s, that is awesome.
It was an amazing time in my life, amazing time. You know, I remember one time we were coming back from Santa Barbara area in Honduras, and we stopped at a restaurant, and I ran in, and the lady that was my secretary was with me, and she was telling them all about everything God was doing and how the people were getting touched and being filled with the Holy Ghost and what God was doing. They said, well, we've never been filled with the Spirit. Oh, would she pray for us? So I came out of the bathroom, and I began to lay my hands on all these people that were in this restaurant, and they just began to speak in tongues and fall out under the power, and we got on the bus.
It was
the most amazing time in my whole life. It was so special. In every church we went to, it was the same outpouring, you know. And upon this generation, man, the Lord loves this generation. They're a generation many times that have felt very forgotten.
They don't know where they fit or where they belong. They've had broken hearts, shattered dreams, and wounded souls. And I'm just so thankful that I allowed God to come in and heal me of all the stuff from the past so that I can show and show them that there was a better way. And so I've been to Honduras. I had the blessings to go there 16 times. I've been to Cuba 14 times.
Wow.
And saw the outpouring of God's glory everywhere we went. It's been an amazing time. And then I went to Africa back in 2002. And there was something wrong about the visit. You know, I knew the man that was my host. He'd been our friend for many, many years, preached in our church. But there was something not right, and I could tell it. And I knew not to do that. And, you know, you just have a feeling in your gut, which we need to listen to. And I went ahead and I went back that second year, and I made a great mistake. I was assaulted, and my life span just began to spin out of control. I went through a divorce after 33 years. I lost my ministry totally. I lost myself. I was for a season. The pain that took over my heart is unable to explain. My brain became so controlled by darkness. It was a very, very dark time. And then in 2008, my daughter passed away. She went home to be with Jesus.
Oh,
it was just a lot of stuff to go through, you know?
Yeah.
But the worst thing of all.
I've got to interrupt you for a moment. Are you saying that all of this happened at the same time?
No, 2003, I was assaulted, and then then the divorce happened 2 years later, and then Kendra passed away 3 years later.
Man.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. And then my mom passed away 2009, a year after my daughter. And just a lot of stuff, you know, a lot of stuff to cry about and to get through. And I just know without Jesus, we can't do it.
Right.
We can't put our lives back together again. There is no way to heal our broken heart, our shattered dreams, and our wounded soul. There is no way in the world, in our own self, we can do that. And I truly, truly believe that sexual assault can destroy us. It can put such shame upon us that we can't seem to move forward.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, I'm sure there are listeners listening to this broadcast that, you know, have not experienced this, so they cannot understand or even fathom what you're trying to say. Give us some type of visual that will help us to gather what it is you're trying to say. You're saying that when you're assaulted, that it not only affects you physically and, you know, mentally, but spiritually. You know, it's a draining on the inside of you that just empties, like you feel empty. Am I saying it right?
Yes, you're saying it right. Not only empty, but the darkness that comes over your mind, the torment of the enemy, the blaming and the shaming and the would have, should have, and could have, you know, if I wouldn't have went, or if I should have went, you know, just the confusion that comes with it is unexplainable.
Yeah.
And, you know, my ministry is called Seasons of God. And when God gave me that name for my ministry, I was doing the prison ministry. And I felt like it was their season to hear the word of God. But then as I got in there, I recognized it was also my season to give the word of God and to come into a new place of the anointing. But then after this happened to me, I recognized another season. And it was a season where I was paralyzed, where I was like frozen in time in a hard winter, you know, where I could not move forward. I have a picture of this tree out in the
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, I think we lost there for a minute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But as I look at the tree out in the middle of the open, you know, field, and it's frozen and it's in the mid of the winter, I recognize that was my life.
Yeah.
I was frozen and I couldn't seem to move forward.
I couldn't seem to let go of what happened to me. It tormented me day and night.
Man.
And to forgive myself was another story. It took me many, many years to forgive myself.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage anyone that has walked through this to get help, because I think that's the greatest gift you can give yourself. I think many times in the body of Christ, many, many of our sisters, even brothers, wear masks on their faces. They are being tormented, but they have this mask on like everything is okay. And that mask is so tight upon their face that it's cutting off their lifeline. Because they have all this stuff behind the mask that they have not dealt with.
Yeah.
So much pain, so much disappointment, so much grief, that God wants us to trust him enough to undo that mask, loosen it, take it off, and pour our hearts out to him like waters that flow from a cistern.
Right.
He wants to heal us of all those memories. Now, that doesn't mean that you forget it totally, but the pain is gone when you remember it.
Right. The
God wants to. Yes, he wants to do a new thing in our lives. He wants to turn our
history.
He
keeps fading in and out. I don't know why, but it sounds like your voice is muffled, like you're going in and out.
Is that better?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you. I had it on speaker.
Okay.
I think that with my own life, what I found is that it was the pursuing of the Lord, of recognizing he is our vital necessity.
It's knowing who
he is, and knowing that we have to separate the precious from the vile and remove our suspicions against God's faithfulness, because God is always faithful.
Yes,
I have found every time I went through June that God was faithful every step of the way.
Yes.
Even in the most darkest time, when I was contemplating to take my life, and it felt like no one cared and no one was there, he lined up people to call me that day to encourage me and to love me.
Oh.
And, you know, I look out. My mom had this huge window in her front room of her home in Florida, and I was staying in Florida by myself. And I looked out that window, and I would contemplate, how can I end this? I can't stand the torment any longer.
I can't
stand the darkness. And there was no one there to say, restore her.
Yeah.
But, you know, now when I look at that, you know who I see standing by me? I see.
Oh, who?
I see Jesus himself. He never left me alone.
Right.
He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He never judges us. He never passed a sentence upon you. He never cast a stone upon you. He is there to love you, encourage you, and bring you out. And that's my testimony, is how God wants to bring us out, no matter what we have faced in our life.
Yes.
If it's a loss of a child, if it's a divorce, if it's sexual assault, he doesn't want your life to end up in defeat. He wants your life to end up in victory.
Right. Amen. Well,
Amen.
Sister, I have got a question. What will happen to a person that has had heavy trauma, like what you're saying you've been through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A person that has been through trauma and does not deal with it, because there's a lot of teachings out there, churches, ministers,
mm-hmm.
that teach you are not supposed to go back in time, you're not supposed to look back, press forward, pray.
Oh my goodness.
In other words, yeah, don't look back. So, but the truth is, people have got to look back to get healed. If you're exhibiting behaviors, if you're acting out, if you're, you know, doing something you don't understand you're doing and don't want to do it, there's a root there or something.
Right.
And so when you go to counseling, all you're doing is allowing the Holy Spirit to bring that root, whatever it is, bitterness, hatred, anger, wrath, murder, whatever,
bringing that root to the surface, and God brings it to your face so that you can look at yourself in a mirror and deal with it. We have to deal with it, Brad. When
we have to deal with it.
Yeah, so what would you say?
I say if we don't deal with it, that thing will destroy us. And I've seen many, many women that it destroys. And my daughter is one. She refused to deal with it. She wanted to protect the person that did this to her. So she kept it covered up. And then when she was in her 20s, her heart quit. And when it quit, that was the time she came forward and she told me what had happened.
Right.
And I think I've seen other people. I know a young lady that her daddy molested her as a child, literally raped her. And she went to alcoholism, got into very bad relationships, end up killing her husband, and then protecting herself because he beat her all the time.
Yeah.
And then she went and she was living alone and she overdosed and they found her dead like a month later after she laid her down. Yes, a very sad situation. We need to deal with our issues.
God help us.
We've got to get it out in the open so that shame doesn't take over our life and bitterness and hate and resentfulness, you know, our anorexia.
Yes.
You know, we've got so many kids today struggling with these things.
Well, I want you to explain anorexia. I know it's where they're not eating, right? Can you explain what happens in that case?
With my daughter, she first started off overdosing on laxatives and doing a lot of exercising. And then she only ate anything that did not have fat. And Kendra fought it for 15 years. Her heart quit 5 times. She's a miracle that she ever lived. She's a total miracle she lived that long. She never told what happened to her until, like I said, she was in her 20s. And I don't think she ever really dealt with the issue like she should have.
Yeah.
And I think it ate her up. I think it destroyed her. And that's why it's so important that if we see our children acting strange, if they're having bad nightmares, Kinder went and was having very bad nightmares when she was like 9 and 10 years old.
Oh,
and traumatic nightmares. And the only way I could get her to calm down was get her to say the name of Jesus. And when she finally said his name, that thing left. And eventually they all left and she didn't have him anymore. But it's so important that if we can get our children to talk about what's going on in their life, to get to the root of the cause. Because if we don't, it'll eat them up and it can destroy them at a young age. My daughter passed away weighing less than 40 pounds at 35 years old.
Wow.
Yes.
So with anorexia, then, it's more than just not eating.
Yes. Definitely more than just not eating.
It's a mental thing.
It's a torment.
Yes.
It's very much a torment. It's a torment. If you eat, they feel guilty. If they don't eat, eventually she lost all of her teeth. And Kendra was 35, but she looked like she was way up in age.
Wow.
She looked older than some of the patients I had on hospice. Because she had aged the body so, and her bones were so brittle and so thin. She was so thin, like a little skeleton.
Yeah.
But she did find peace with the Lord.
Well, that's a blessing. I was going to say for you as a mother, that had to be horrible to watch and experience. Had to be horrible.
It was horrible. And I remember one time my hormones kind of went wacko on me, and I was so depressed, and it felt like I had not heard the Lord's voice forever. And I laid in my bed, and I just cried, and I wept, and I said, God, just take me home, because I can't live another day without hearing from you. My heart was just broken watching my child. And then it felt like God was so far away, which I know in my heart he was not. He was right there.
Right.
And then
right.
all of a sudden, I saw... My eyes were open, and I saw the heavens part. And I saw the Lord Jesus at the right hand of the Father standing. And he was pointing directly at me. And he said, Jerry Lynn Murphy, I love you with an everlasting love. And he says, don't you shut yourself off from me, but you tell me your thoughts, your feelings. You talk to me. And I think that is the biggest key in life, is that we don't separate ourselves from the Lord just because hard times come. But that's the time we need to draw closer to him.
Right, right.
Draw to him like he is our vital necessity. He is everything. And he has a way of hardening us to difficulties. He has a way of taking every situation in our life and using it in our life and bringing purpose through it, if we will allow him to do it.
Yeah.
But it takes persistence. It takes a continual relationship to him. You know, I have found myself sitting in the presence of the Lord. I think there's so much healing in just sitting in his presence. Being still and knowing that he is God.
Yes.
Telling him my heart, opening up my heart to him, pouring it out to him like a water that flows from a cistern, just pouring out my love to him. God has a way of taking that and healing us and restoring us.
Right. Well, what would you say to somebody listening to the broadcast that says, oh, my gosh, this woman is talking right to me. I feel like I'm going crazy. I just feel like there's a woman listening to this right now that's saying, I'm going crazy. I did have all that happen to me, but I don't have the money to go to counseling. What would you say to that person? How can they get help?
Well, I would say to you, find someone that you trust with all your heart. I finally went home and I lived in Carlinville because I couldn't keep a job. And I needed to just stay with my mom because she was sick also. And there was a lady that lived across the street, June, who I discipled her children. And she loved me, and I loved her. And her name is Myrtle Poos. You probably never hear of Myrtle Poos. But I'm going to tell you, that woman came to my home every day and prayed with me and cast out those things in my life that were holding me in bondage and releasing those blessings in my life that I needed. And she brought me through the valley of the shadow of death. And so I think it's so important to find that right person, you know, that you can trust with all of your heart and that you can pour out your heart to them and they will pray through you with you all the way through. And that's exactly what she did with me. And that's restoration. See, there's a scripture in the Word of God. It says in Isaiah 42:22, it says, but this is the people robbed and plundered. They are all of them snared in homes, in holes, and hidden in houses of bondage. And they have become a prey with no one to deliver them, a spoil, and no one to restore them. Oh, my goodness, that is today, isn't it? We've gotten so preoccupied in the church with so many things, but it's not about the people anymore. You know, the wounds of the hearts of the people. And the Lord sees in every home. He knows what is going on. He knows what is going on in our life. And he is looking for that somebody that will rise up and bring restoration to a hurting and dying world.
Yes, come on now, Amy.
Yes, he is looking for that somebody that's went through the valley of the shadow of death and that has allowed God to turn their pain to purpose, beauty for ashes, and to begin to allow God to use them to bring healing and restoration to this world in this hour. Because there's never been a time ever in history where the enemy has worked overtime to destroy people's lives.
Yeah.
One out of three people have been sexually assaulted. Oh, my goodness. Think about how many
people. Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of people. Yes, it is.
That's a
and
lot
we
of
have,
demons out there
that's
working
right.
in people.
And
wow.
we have got to take that mask off that we're hiding behind and get that hurt and that pain out in the open so God can heal it.
Hmm.
He wants to heal us and restore us. He says, your face is lovely and your voice is sweet. Let me hear from you. Pour your heart out to me. There's something about sitting in the presence of God and pouring your heart out to him. He pays attention to.
Yes, amen. Well,
he's interested in everything in our life.
Yes, amen. I ask all of my guests this, and I would love to hear your opinion. What if you had 5 minutes to talk to the bride in America, and, you know, we just had elections, so, you know, we have a lot of stuff going on in America right now. What would you say to the bride? What type of encouragement would you give her right now?
Boy, I would say to you that it's time to find our place. What is it that God has purposed for your life? Because you're never going to be fulfilled until you find that perfect place that where you belong. God, when you were born into this world, my sister, you were not an accident, my brother. You were not a surprise to God, but God purposed your life to come into existence. Because he had a purpose, he has a plan for you. And the enemy is there continually trying to keep us back from fulfilling what God wants. This is the hour that God is calling us to find our place in the body of Christ.
Right.
To find our place so that we will rise up and do the will of the Father. The word of God says, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And my sons and my daughters will prophesy, and my old men and young men will have dreams and visions, and even on my handmaidens. That's every one of us. See, God has left the best to last. I truly believe that.
Come on now, amen.
I believe the outpouring is coming like we have never seen it before. And I thought the 70s were glorious. I believe this is even going to be more glorious.
Oh.
I have seen the glory when I've ministered in other countries. I have not personally, but my interpreter saw the glory cloud many times when I preached. God wants to do a new thing in our life. He wants to heal us of all of our grief and all of our sorrows. He wants to make us whole so we can rise up and we can do the will of the Father in these last moments, these last hours of time.
Come on.
He wants to heal us of all the shame and all the grief, all the sorrow of everything that the past has left upon us. He wants us to shake it off and allow him to come and live and breathe within us. He has purpose for you. There is a lot of world out there that needs to hear from you today.
Yeah,
God wants to
open
your eyes. I can remember years ago when I was in my early 20s, God opened my eyes to this generation, to a generation that was beat down, whose families were broken apart, who didn't know where they fit and belong anymore, a generation that was experimenting in with drugs and caught in the web of the enemy. God opened my eyes. And that's what God wants to do, is open our eyes to what he has called us to do. Amen.
Right. That is great, sister. Great, powerful word. Come on now. All right,
it
Bob, we're going to take a quick little commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to allow our sister to bring the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Sister June, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bride, are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Visions Communications can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us
and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen.
Okay, Brad, we're back. We are ready to hear the word of the Lord from you, Ms. Jerry. Go for it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you know, what I have found in my life, brothers and sisters, is that God is more than faithful. He is the El Shaddai, the God that is more than enough. And he desires to pour out upon us great, great things in our hearts in these last hours that we are here. He is wanting us to have great vision. And I can remember when the Lord came to visit me on July 15th in 1982. And he came and he visited me when I was in my little rocking chair at 3 a.m. in the morning. And we had just got done praying and seeking God for lost souls. And all of a sudden, I saw in my heart and in my mind all these little broken sheep coming to me. And these sheep had lost... The sheep had lost their fur, and they were so thin you could see their bones. And these sheep had been beat, and there was deep abrasions upon them. And I was standing there, and I was feeding my sheep. I was feeding them the word of God. And I noticed as I began to feed them the word of God that healing began to appear to them, that the abrasions began to leave. Their hair began to grow, and fat became on their bodies. And as I fed them, and they were whole, they went back to this beautiful waterfall, and they began to drink of it, which is called the Holy Spirit of the Living God. And they drank of this water, and then they hopped off. And that's been kind of the story of my life, is that God has called me for a time such as this, to heal the broken hearts, the shattered dreams, and the wounded souls. But then there was a time in my life that I faced those things. And God took me by the hand, and he took me into his word. And some of the same scriptures that I used when I ministered in the prison, those scriptures became so real and so dear to my heart. And that's what I would like to share today, just for a few moments, about these scriptures. And then I want to share a little bit about the vision that God has placed in my heart to help women that are struggling in these areas. But the word of God says, in Job, the 11th chapter, in verse 14 through 19, it says, if you put sin out of your hand and far away from you, and let not evil dwell in your tent. In other words, if we separate the precious from the vile and remove our suspicions against God's faithfulness, it's so easy to think that God wasn't faithful to us when we've been raped or molested. Or we've lost
right.
You know, it's so easy to think in our minds that how could God do this, or how could he allow this, you know, for this horrible thing to happen to us. But I have recognized through my life and through everything that I've went through that God doesn't have anything to do with iniquity. He has nothing to do with darkness. He has nothing to do with the horrible things that happen to us in our life. But what he does is come in that time. And he gives us grace to walk through it. And he uses it in our life if we allow him. For all things work together for the good, for those who love the Lord, and for those that are called according to his purposes. Amen? And the word of God says,
yes.
Then can you lift up your face to him without stain of sin? Listen to me. Or any shame? And unashamed, and yes, you should be steadfast and secure, and you don't have to fear. These are the promises of God to us. Do you hear me? Anything you've had to face, God wants to bring you through it in victory. Listen to what it says. For you shall remember your misery, and you shall remember it as waters that pass by. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
waters that pass
amazing.
By.
Yes.
Yes. If you stand in a brook, and you have waters that pass by, you never see that water again, do you? It just goes. It flows on out. And that's what happens to our pain when we give it to Jesus. And we trust him with all of our hearts. And we cry out to him. And we separate the precious from the vile. We remove our suspicions against him being faithful to us. pour out our being to him, he has a way to cause that misery to pass right on by like waters that pass by. I think that is so beautiful. That's my scripture.
Yes, it
God
is.
God gave that to me. And that's your scripture today. And the word of God says, and your life shall be clearer than the noonday and rise above it. And I promise you, it will be that. All the darkness that is in your mind, all the cloudiness, all the torment, eventually it has to leave. Eventually it has to obey in the name of Jesus. Eventually it has to be gone in Jesus' name. And your day is going to be clearer than the noonday. And you will rise above it. And though there be darkness, it shall not, but it shall be as morning. Even though darkness might surround you, there's a way of coming into peace. There's a way of accepting that grace in our life.
Yes, Lord.
I know there was times with my daughter, it was like, God, I can't get through this. I wept so much, I would cry so long. And then there was a time I literally laid her on the altar, and peace came and grace came into my life. And that's what God wants to bring us. Things didn't change in the natural, but something changed inside of me. And that's what I'm believing for you today, my brother, my sister, that as you hear the sound of my voice, that the chains would be falling off of you, being removed in Jesus' name. Because I hear freedom calling your name today. Freedom is calling your name. God wants to give you grace, no matter how hard it seems for you. God wants to give you grace to walk through this and bring you through the other side. And the word of God says, and you shall be secure and feel confident because there is hope. Yes, you can see hope finally. It's so hard to see hope when you're in darkness. It's so hard to see hope when you're tormented by the enemy. It's so hard to see hope when you're depressed. Are you hearing me? But that's not what God has for your life. He wants to give you hope. He wants to bring you out. And it says, secure, feel confident because there is hope. Yes, you shall search about you, and you shall take rest in safety. Hallelujah. You shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Yes, many shall sue you for your favor. In other words, they're going to be jealous because they see the favor of God on your life.
Yeah.
That's what God wants for you. He wants to bring you up out of this depression and this despair. He wants to bring you out of this darkness that you feel in your heart and in your mind, the torment of your past. He wants to bring you into the noonday where it's bright and it's sunny. He wants to bring you into the summertime where the buds are blossoming and the birds are singing. He wants to bring you out of that cold winter, frozen, paralyzed state, you know, where you're stuck and you can't seem to move forward. God wants to take you by the hand right now and say, Tabitha Kumi, rise up, my little girl, and be made whole. He has blessings for you. He wants you to the stronghold of God. Run to him today. Find your comfort in him, not in the ways of the world. Because only the ways of the world works for a season, for a small season, and then it comes to destroy us. But Jesus has come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. He's come to heal you and restore you. He's come to take that grief off of you when you lost your child or that husband that you loved. He wants you to know that he has purpose for you, a great purpose, if you would just let him have his way in your life. Amen?
Amen, sister. Amen. I'm just sitting here thinking, I just cannot help but think that there is a woman sitting here listening that is so desperate. Would you please just pray for that woman, that God would send her someone that she can trust in to get the change that she so desperately wants.
Yes. In fact, when I was praying before the service, I felt that same thing. I felt there was someone, there's probably many listening today that has given up hope. And it could be because you lost a child that you loved. Or maybe when you were a little girl, somebody took advantage of you. I don't know your situation, But God knows exactly where you are, and he knows your name. And I keep hearing the name Jane. Jane.
Okay.
And if that is you, I just want you to know that the Lord knows your name. He knows everything about you and what you've been through. And today he wants to set you free. He wants to deliver you. He wants you to know that he has never looked away from you. He wants you to know that he's a God that sees. He's a God that hears. And he is a God that pays attention to your every need. He's an intimate father. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you right now in Jesus' name.
Yes,
His name
Lord.
Is above every name. And we thank you for our sisters and our brothers right here, Lord
yes,
God.
Lord.
The body
yes,
of Christ, Lord.
Lord.
And you know those, Lord God, right now who are grieving because of loss. Their
yes,
heart is broken. Their lives are shattered. Their soul is wounded. And they do not know how to be healed. Father, I'm asking you right now to loosen the shackles. Cause those chains to come off right now in Jesus' name. We take authority over every demon of hell that is harassing these people. We take authority over every demon that's holding them in bondage of the things of their past. We break off that spirit of grief and that spirit of sorrow. And right now we loosen joy and peace. Right now in Jesus' name, deliverance and sanctification. You have come to set them free. You have come to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain right now in Jesus' name. And Father, by faith, I hear the chains falling. And
thank
I thank you,
Lord.
You are right there with them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Heal and restore them. Put them back together again. And I thank you, Father. I bless your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Bring good friends to them. Bring
yes,
a godly
Lord.
Pastor that they can share their hearts with. Heal them and restore them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. What you have done for me, do for them. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yes, and you know something else I keep hearing that we need to deal with, Bride, listen. A lot of the people that have been through trauma and have been through horrible situations that most people will not even understand.
Yes.
Following that event comes the lies of the enemy.
Yes.
Because he tries to say, you know, especially with like split personalities and stuff, this demon comes to him and says, let me take over and you won't feel that pain anymore. You know, it's lies mm-hmm. from the enemy. You're too ugly now. Nobody will ever want you again. You're this, you're that, you know, and just throwing that. So right now we proclaim, my sister and
yes.
I, that every
yes.
person that's listening to this broadcast right now in Jesus' name, that the lies of the enemy will be exposed. In
yes,
Jesus
in the name,
name
of Jesus.
We tell you, devil, you
yes,
bow down
the light,
to the will
in
of the
Jesus
Lord.
Name.
For these people's lives in Jesus'
Spirit
name,
of shame be gone
we declare
in the name of
freedom
Jesus.
Over every person
yes.
listening to this
yes.
broadcast in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Lord,
name. And we break off
I
the
want...
spirit of suicide in Jesus' name.
Yes.
In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord,
name, we break
spirit.
It off. Death wish.
Yes.
Death wish. Even since they were a child, they had a death wish. We command it to be broken right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, yes. Now, sister, I want to pray for you. We ask that the bride comes in agreement with heaven, basically, for every minister we have on the broadcast. So it is our honor to pray for you. So, bride, if you don't mind bowing your heads, and we're going to pray for our sister, Lord. We lay our sister at the foot of the cross today, God. We cannot imagine what this woman has been through, Lord. Our heart goes out to her in her life, Lord, in her family, Lord. We hold up her arms right now in the spirit, Lord. And we just ask you, God, to cover her in the blood of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for bringing her through, God. She hung on. She is still here. She is living. And look, now she is on the radio in front of everyone proclaiming the greatness of our God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, because it is only through your grace and mercy that could help someone to come over to the other side after what all she has been through, God. So, Lord, we hold up her arms right now. We ask you, God, that you bless her. We ask, Lord, that you give her every provision that she needs to fulfill this vision in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Give her the building, the funding,
yes.
the permit,
yes.
the favor,
yes.
the labor,
yes.
the furniture,
yes.
the people,
yes.
everything.
Property,
give it all to
everything.
Her, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord.
Yes.
Help her, Lord, to expand her vision. We don't
yes.
think small in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord,
yes.
for giving her territories, Lord. We
yes.
thank you, Father God, for funding her with materials to be able to go to the nations to do all this stuff too, Lord.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, we pray, Lord, for downloads from heaven, a prophetic
yes.
revelation of how to accomplish this and ways to do this, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for giving her the strength to do this, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
Her body, giving her healing in her body, Lord, strength
yes,
in her
Lord.
Bones, Lord. I thank
yes.
you, Lord, too, that age has nothing to do with mission.
No.
Age right. has nothing to do with mission. You will help us to accomplish every vision that you have put on the inside of her, Lord.
Yes.
So we thank you and give you praise that it shall be done in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I pray
yes.
for any of her other family members that have been traumatized by all the events
yes.
that the enemy has brought against them, that they all be healed.
Yes.
I pray over her whole genealogy, that every spirit of death, every spirit of abuse, every spirit of trauma will be removed out of this family line in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray victory over this family line, Lord. Complete deliverance, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. And, Lord, we thank you for great days ahead, Lord, great days ahead for her. And we thank you and give you praise, Lord. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord, in Jesus' name. Okay, sister, if you would pray for our ministry, We Are the Bride, and then pray for the bride, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. Well, Father, we do pray, Lord. We pray, God, that you would widen, Father God, the steps of the righteous, that you would widen our tent.
Yes, Lord.
And, God, that you would cause this broadcast to go out even further than what it goes. We ask you, Father God, to cause people to hear, not only listen, but to hear every word that is spoken, God. Every word, God, will come forth to their hearts and go settle down into their hearts, Lord. And many, many will be set free, God, in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, to bless the bride today, Lord. Cause a hunger like we have never had before, a stirring in our spirit, God, to get things in order in our homes, in our lives, Lord God, that we would glorify you in everything we do and wherever we go, that we will find our place in these last hours, Lord God, that we are here on
yes,
this earth,
Lord.
And we will do the will of the Father no matter what it costs in our life, Lord God. It is our season, God, the seasons of God, Lord God, for every one of our lives. To find where we fit and where we belong, God. And I thank you, God, that we would get our eyes off of me, my, and I, and that we would see a harvest field that is out there that's wanting to be saved. They need someone to tell them. God, here we are.
Yes, Lord.
We want to tell them. I'm asking you, God, to touch bodies right now. Touch those that have arthritis in their bodies, Lord, that's racked with pain. Touch those that have kidney problems right now. Father, I'm asking you from the tip of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord God, heal and restore bodies. Heal that back right now that's in terrible, terrible pain. I see it, God. Heal that person with that backache, Lord God.
Yes,
Father, heal
Lord.
That one that has that trauma in their mind and they can't seem to let it go. Today, let them be free, God. That one that's dealing with sinuses, Lord, and is getting to be so serious, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to heal that one, God, right now in Jesus' name. That one that has
yes,
migraines, Lord.
Lord,
I'm asking to heal that those migraines, that they would just be gone and never return in the name of Jesus. We're asking
yes,
God to
Lord.
Heal your bride today. Heal them spiritually, physically, emotionally, mentally, and every way, God. Heal them and make them whole. And
yes,
we thank you
Lord.
And give you glory, God, in Jesus' name. And thank you for
yeah.
my sister, Lord. Give her the desires
thank
of her heart.
Lord.
The desires of her heart, God. And I thank you that you will bring it to pass, Lord. In the name
thank
of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, sister, it has been wonderful having you on here. I really applaud
you
pressing forward and going forward. Now, if anyone wants to get in touch with you, how can they find out more about you and your ministry?
You can go to seasonsofgod.com. And Seasons of God is reaching out to those who have been sexually assaulted in Kenya, Africa. We're getting ready to girls that in a rescue center of girls that are struggling in their homes or wherever that need help to come through and be protected. So we're just in the verge of starting this. And so we really need your prayers and your encouragement. But if you would go to my website at seasonsofgod.com, back in there, and you can get more information. And you can also help us financially if you would like to. Man, what a blessing that would be to put things in order that we need. And I just want to thank you, June, so much for having me today and allowing me to share this time with you.
You're welcome. Now, let me ask you this. You were talking about doing that center. Are you only wanting a center in Africa, or are you going to do one in Texas?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this. Right now we're in Kenya, the western Kenya. But I'm thinking we will probably get this one up and running and maybe begin to launch out other places. I know I would really love to go to Pakistan, and I would love to go to India. I have invitations to come to Pakistan all the time, and even to go to Thailand, Bangkok, to minister to the refugees. I have a lot of vision in my heart, but I don't have a lot of funds to do it. So I'm just asking the Lord to bring these things to pass, because I do know that there's lots of girls that are stuck. And they end up in prostitution, and they end up just, you know, their life is torn apart. We need to reach them. We need to restore them.
Yes, we do. You know? But the reason I'm asking you is, in Kenya, why are you wanting to do the one there first before Texas? Do they have a bad problem with that over there or something?
You know what? I was there for 6 weeks, and I don't know if there's a bad problem. I think it's everywhere. Some things are hid more. But I think it's there. And the pastor came to me, Pastor Moses Labanka, and when I first came, in fact, and he put this, threw it out, and said to me, would you want to start something like this? And we would call it Kendra's Home. And I didn't really take it to heart at that moment, but as it grew in my heart, I thought, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's start it. So that we're in the process of starting it.
Got
From
you.
There, I
okay.
do believe we'll go to other places.
Yes,
Pardon?
Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Lord bless all of her endeavors. And, Bride, listen, you know, if you have been through something of this traumatic nature, sow into her ministry, because when you need a miracle, you sow into other people. If you need a car, you sow your car. If you need this, you sow this. You know, that's just the principle I've always learned. But anyways, Bride, y'all have a good evening. Sister, thank you so much, and you have a good
My blessing,
evening.
June. Thank you. Stay in touch with me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.